This is the Seabed Daily Text. People who say such things, from no to maybe to yes. Exodus 3:11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Consider this. Just one verse today? I know. It's like I've come to a complete stop right here at the unburning bush, haven't I? But isn't that the point? The Bible wants what happened on its pages to keep on happening as its pages are turned. The aspiration of the inspired text is to combust into fire, right? From what I am gathering from so many of you, this is happening. And speaking of this, if you're 60 plus in age, we need a sidebar to talk about this whole idea I raised yesterday about the Kingdom Prime season of life. Let me know who and where you are, and we will go from there. You'd go to the email or online to the webpage of the Daily Text for today and click on the link. I would appreciate it. Back to the text. Our shoes are off. We are low to the ground. We just said, "Here am I," and God is speaking. "So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Ready for our response? "But Moses said to God, 'Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?'" That's what I would have said. You too? Who am I? It's three questions, really. Number one, who am I? This one is filled with absurd incredulity, as in, there's no way you would be calling me to such a thing as this at such a time as this. I am no one, unqualified, not fill in the blank enough. Wrong number, call someone else. I am out. It's a no. Number two, who am I? This one is filled with implausible possibility, as in, God must see something in me I don't see, but I'm willing to look deeper. Is there a superhero suit in my closet I don't yet know about? Maybe there's more to me than anyone, including me, knows. I am leaning in. It's a definite maybe. And number three, who am I? Emphasis on the I. This one is filled with humble consideration, as in, I'm clearly not qualified, but I did hear my name called twice. The challenge is stratospherically beyond me, and yet I'm not being asked for initiative, but response. God, for whom nothing is impossible, is calling. This is not about me, but Him. I am willing. It's a yes. Real faith most often moves from no to maybe to yes. It's why God never stops sowing into people, and also why we must never stop. To God, no means not now. Tell me more. Maybe means definitely later. Check back tomorrow. And yes means I've already ordered my uniform. The truth, as we will see in the coming days, God is not so much asking us to do something as He is calling us to become someone. Someone who is deeply surrendered to Him. someone who, quote, trusts in the Lord with all their heart and leans not on their own understanding, who acknowledges him in all their ways so he can direct their paths. See Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. That someone is who you most truly are in your deepest self. And so often, it's the someone, your false self, you've settled for, that's in the way. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" So which version of who am I is it for you? People who say such things. The prayer. Father, I want to be a person who says such things. Lead me along that path of faith, from no to maybe to yes, from incredulity to implausibility to irresistibility. I trust you, and yet I know I hold back. There is more left in my surrender. I want to let go of anything false in me, that I might fully embrace who you have created me to become. Awaken me, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, and train me to be such a person of faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question. So which version of who am I is it for you? And in what ways have you settled for a lesser version of who you know God has called you to become? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.